This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump lashes out at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she and other Democrats rejected his latest immigration proposal. ABC correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a series of tweets Sunday, President Trump says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has moved so far to the left, she has, quote, officially become a radical Democrat. Pelosi labeled Trump's proposal a non-starter, nothing more than, quote, a compilation of several previously rejected initiatives that would not pass the House. California Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff tells CBS Face the Nation Trump was playing to his base.
It was an effort to prop up the president's sagging poll numbers.
Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday Trump wants Democrats to negotiate.
And what we have from Democrat leadership so far is just sound bites, and the American people want us to work together.
That is AP's Tim McGuire reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is content condemning the attack on a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali. He calls it a possible war crime as well. 10 blue helmets from Chad were killed and 25 others were wounded in the attack. An Al-Qaeda affiliate is claiming responsibility. Guterres described Sunday's attack as complex. Gunmen pulled up in several armed vehicles and ambushed the peacekeeping camp. U.S. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says that Mr. Trump's discussions with Russian officials over construction of a Trump Tower in Moscow went on throughout the time that he was campaigning for the White House in 2016, months longer than previously acknowledged. Giuliani, a former New York mayor, said that Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, would actually have a much better recollection of the Moscow negotiations than the president. He says it was much more important to him. This is VOA News. Turkish prosecutors are seeking a life sentence for a local employee of the United States Consulate in Istanbul, who they accuse of attempting to overthrow the government in espionage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A 78-page indictment against Turkish national Metin Topuz, in jail since October 2017, says Topuz was in very intense contact with the police officers who led a 2013 anti-corruption investigation that implicated top government officials. The Turkish government has accused US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen for attempting a coup with that investigation and has labelled his network a terror group. Gulen is also blamed for a 2016 failed coup, but he denies the accusations. A judge will decide whether the Topuz case will proceed to trial.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. Heads of UN and international aid agencies will use the World Economic Forum's influential platform to present humanitarian and human rights issues on behalf of millions of people caught in conflict, poverty, and natural disasters. The week-long annual meeting is being held in the Swiss Alpine resort of Davos. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Food Program's executive director, David Beasley, will co-host events such as Conflict and Hunger and the use of digital technology in the humanitarian sector. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoesel says the group will be seeking support for its operations. He says many of the companies attending Davos understand that investments in food security are fundamental to business success.
It saves lives and builds stronger markets around the world. In fact, it can increase GDPs by up to 16.5% and a person's lifetime earnings by 46%.
With more than 3,000 of the world's movers and shakers from 110 countries present, aid agencies see the forum as a valuable opportunity to strengthen relationships with world leaders and keep their life-saving missions on the world's agenda.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police. Tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Greeks say that Macedonia's new name, the Republic of North Macedonia, represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage, because Macedonia is also the name of Greece's northern province made famous by Alexander the Great's conquest. And the New England Patriots are headed to the third straight Super Bowl. Once more, thanks to Tom Brady's brilliance, a five-time NFL champion, got to the Patriots 75 yards after winning their overtime coin toss. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.